thank you, Dr. Yancey. Appreciate your help and appreciate you being here so early in the morning. And as both John and Dr. Yancey said, this is a choice. We cannot save everybody, even though we'd like to do that. This is as Darwin said, it's a struggle. It's a survival of the fittest, and the fittest sometimes are mentally fit as well as physically fit. So, again, the thing that makes my view different is that I am a veterinarian as well as a physician, and in veterinary medicine, we don't have health insurance. And that's been a saving grace for the veterinary industry, that we don't have health insurance for animals. There's no law requiring medical doctors to cure you when there's a cure available, so they don't. They've learned how to game the insurance system, whether it's Health Canada or private insurance, whether it's Social Security and Medicare in the United States or private insurance. They've learned how to game the system, and they have learned how to use the patient as an ATM machine. We don't like to say that. We don't like to believe that. In our heart of hearts, we'd like to believe that the medical system works because they're altruistic and they're out there trying to help people, and they get rewarded because they're doing good things. Of course, that's the way it was many years ago, but not today, unfortunately. And I'm going to use some things that are proofs, because if I were just to say these things, you'd say, this guy's been doing something funny, sniffing glue or something, right? So we're going to start out with this, which is a cover story, Time Magazine, December 2008, The Sorry State of American Health. And you could also add The Sorry State of Canadian Health. All right? The sorry state of American and Canadian health. Despite advances in medicine, Americans and Canadians are less healthy than we used to be. The next generation, our kids, are going to be worse off. How many of you heard that our kids might not live as long as us? Raise your hand. Okay, that's a good two-thirds of the people in the audience. Well, my favorite Nobel Prize winner, Albert Einstein, said many global things which are unimpeachable. My favorite is insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Now, that prediction that our kids will not live as long as us will come true if we don't change what we're doing. If we keep doing what we're doing, that prediction will come true, and statistically, 50% of you in this room will be standing at a gravesite burying your children before you die. You will be burying your children. So we must change what we're doing, because whatever we're doing has failed us.